All right, let's begin. So we're beginning Shulchan Aruch, Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph. So this is actually very exciting. Chapter 1, right, mamish from the beginning. So we're going to, my goal, you'll join together with me in this goal, is really just to go through Shulchan Aruch. The truth is, you know, for Hilchos Chanukah, we use the Mishnah Berurah. Really, I want to stay away a little bit, not stay away from Mishnah Berurah, Chas V'Shalom, but focus a little bit more on Shulchan Aruch with the basic commentaries of the Magen Avraham and the Taz. You know, those who have learned Mishnah Berurah knows Mishnah Berurah is beautiful. The challenge with Mishnah Berurah is the incredible depth in which he goes into in every particular topic. And sometimes you get, you know, sometimes the confusing thing, those of us who learn Mishnah Berurah, sometimes the incredible thing is you can learn through a whole chapter of Mishnah Berurah, a whole paragraph of Mishnah Berurah, and you come out and you're not sure what to do, right? So many opinions. So the beauty of the Shulchan Aruch is Psak Halacha. So that's why, again, we could learn Shulchan Aruch, some learn Kitzer, and we'll go and we'll pull in the relevant comment. Bless you. So we'll say, let's begin. Sif Aleph, Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph. Bless you. Now again, what's beautiful about tonight's piece, and we're going to try to do an amid each year, one side each year. What you're going to see what's beautiful tonight is the Shulchan Aruch, of course, doesn't open up like a book of halacha, but instead opens up like a book of hashgafa. So let's begin. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Simen Aleph, Sif Aleph. Yiskaber kari la'amod baboker la'avodas boro. So a person should get up in the morning, should be struggling like a lion, to get up and to serve his creator. Shehehu ma'orer hashachar. He should awaken the dawn. So there's two things that's ultimately, again, remember, the Mechaber is bringing in two different things over here. Number one is the way we get up, and number two is when we get up. So the way we get up, says the Shulchan Aruch, is yiskaber ka'ari, that a person should go ahead and wake up in the morning like a lion. Right. So again, when I wake up, so it seems that what the Shulchan Aruch is saying is what? What's the point the Shulchan Aruch is conveying here? What's the point? Zvizos, don't snooze. There's not, like, the Jewish alarm clock does not have a snooze button. Right? We're all in agreement. Right? No such thing as a snooze button on the Jewish alarm clock, because again, remember, once I'm snoozing, I'm not jumping out of bed. Now, we'll have to discuss why this is important, but again, this is the first line. Yiskaber kari, a person should be strong like a lion. La'amod baboker la'avodas boros. We'll see. If you take a look for just a moment, take a look at the Taz. So the Taz is on the right-hand side. So remember again, like I said before, our goal is really to focus on Psak Halacha, Basic Halacha, Mechaber, Rama. We'll pull in a couple of commentaries as necessary. So look at Aleph in the Taz right-hand column. Iker Givura, Keneged Yetzirah. Sha'amru Ezehu Gibor, Va'amar Ka'ari, Kiteva Ha'ari, Asher Ein Lo Yira Mishum Beryo. Kimo Shekasav, Mikulam, Lo Yechar. Kach Lo Ya'ala Ala Adam Mori Yitzra Afshu Takef Mimenu. So we'll say, so this is actually quite incredible. So the Taz is saying, what does it mean get up like a lion? First of all, I don't know. You ever see like a lion get up in the zoo? You ever be there for a lion? Yeah. Slowly, right? Right? Meaning, it's not the lion like just like he yawns, he stretches, he's this. Again, I don't know in the animal kingdom, maybe you'll ask Dr. Nabazny, which in the animal kingdom is a good, you know, is a good raya for this. But it doesn't appear that it's the lion, right? The lion. So what's the pshat to get up like? Because again, remember, we often think yiskaber kari. I'm sorry? The Doberman gets up, especially if someone's coming in the house. Right? But what's interesting over here is we always have this image that yiskaber kari means get up quickly like the lion. The Taz says it's actually not what it means. Yiskaber kari means, and this is actually so profound, he says the lion, when he gets up, is fearful of nothing and no one. So the Taz says, you know, deep down, when we wake up in the morning, we're filled with fear and we're filled with insecurity. See, if I had incredible confidence, if I was filled with confidence, I would jump out of bed in the morning. Why? Because there's so much to accomplish. There's so much to do. There's no time to waste. As it is ready, I've slept too long. I mamish gotta get up. I gotta go. But the Taz is saying, deep down, I feel insecure. Deep down, I'm scared that I will not be able to meet the challenges of the day. So what do I do? What do you do? What do people do when they want to avoid life? Sleep. right? Sleep, right? Sleep is an incredible form of avoidance, right? There are people who sleep their weight lives away, literally, right? And there are people who, again, they look awake, they present as if they're awake, but deep down they're sleeping because they're afraid, because they're insecure for a whole variety of different reasons. So this is amazing. So the Taz says, Yiskaber ka'ari la'amod baboker, ultimately, again, means not that the lion jumps out of bed, although it's good to jump out of bed also, but rather, again, get up with a confidence. Don't snooze out of insecurity. Don't roll over because you're not confident in your ability to accomplish during the day. Just like the lion gets up, isn't afraid of nothing, get out of bed in the morning and don't be afraid of failure. Don't be afraid of your past. Don't be afraid of the unknown future. Don't be afraid of your insecurities, inconsistencies, all the different things that force us to snooze and to roll back over. Such a dramatically different understanding. So that's point number one. Point number two is, Shehehu Ma'orer HaShachar, that I should awaken the dawn. What does this seem to be saying? Get up early. Get up early. So this, if you take a look again at the Taz, so the Taz says in Sif Beis on the right hand side, Shehehu Ma'orer, L'chora, Ein Sheiches Zeh Ha'inyon. So the Elo, who's Rizos Bifnei Atzmo, Elo Ha'inyon, so this is amazing. What the Taz is pointing out is this second point seems to be somewhat unrelated, right? The first point on its most basic level is a din in Zrizus. Well, actually, let's finish. Look what he says. He says, "Shein Ella." I'm sorry, Ella. Who's Zrizus b'fnei atzmo? Ella. Who's that? Okay. So it says all kinds of things here. It says the Gemara, Ella inyanu shein adoma osa mitzvah ideas orushal achirim. I'm just going to do one more line. So this is amazing. So the Taz explains, Shehehu Ma'ora Shachar means be self-motivated. Be self-motivated. Be a self-starter in life. Don't rely on others to get you moving. Move yourself. So two incredible lessons what we are contained in this first statement in the Shulchan Aruch. So lesson number one, Yiskaber Kari Lama Baboker, don't be afraid to fail throughout the day. Don't be afraid ultimately again of your own. Don't snooze because of your own insecurities. Just like when the lion gets up, he's afraid of nothing. Get up in the morning and be confident that you could accomplish. Lesson number two, Shehu Ma'ora HaShachar. Don't wait for someone to come and wake you up. Don't rely on others to inspire you. Don't rely on others to lift you up. Don't rely on others to motivate you. But rather, again, you awaken the dawn. Be a self-starter. So isn't this incredible? It's amazing. This is the opening of the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi, if you think about this, because what the Mechaber is telling us is like this. At the end of the day, if I'm not willing to get out of bed, right? At the end of the day, if I'm not willing to be a self-starter and to motivate myself, then at the end of the day, it's going to be kind of hard to learn through the rest of this. Because all of this tells me how I'm supposed to behave and what I'm supposed to do. All this regulates my life. But in order for me to really take ownership, what does halacha represent? Halacha represents me taking ownership over the way that I'm going to live, over the direction I'm going to go. Well, in order to do that, you have to stop snoozing, and you have to ultimately, again, get out of bed, and don't be afraid to fail. And number two, you have to take ownership over your existence, and don't wait for others to wake you up. Incredible. So the Rama then goes on.
What
I would say is Shehehu Ma'ora HaShachar means I'll tell you something amazing. My grandfather Zichrono Livracha, when he was about 11 years old, his parents sent him off to learn in the yeshiva in Nirvaduk. This young boy went off to yeshiva. So I remember I asked him as a child, just it always piqued my curiosity, how did you get up in the morning? So some of the yeshivas had like a vekar, you know, someone who would go around and wake everyone up. I'm sorry? For water on you or whatever they would do. You know, so I asked my grandfather, how did you wake up in the morning? So he said to me that before he would go to sleep, he would say over to himself seven times the time in the morning that he had to get up, and that's the time that he got up. I said, did it ever not work? He said, no. He said, no, I haven't tried it because I don't trust myself enough. But yes, so we rely on alarm clocks, but what's important to understand is that if a person's on the level that they are such a self-starter, that they feel that they have so much to accomplish, so much to do, that I recognize that my success is fully in my hands, I believe that people like that do get themselves up in the morning. All right, until we get to that level, absolutely. You can use the alarm clock, but you can't use the snooze button. Alarm clock, good. Snooze button, bad. Good. Baruch Hashem. Even better. So the Gittin Rambam says, Haga, this is amazing, by the way. So you have to understand something. What's also beautiful as we go through this Limud and Shulchan Aruch, we're going to see stylistic differences between the Mechaber, who of course was Rav Yosef Karo, so the, you know, head, the halachic decisive for Sephardic Jewry, versus the Rav Moshe Israelis, who was an Ashkenazic rabbi in the 1600s. So the Mechaber gives this beautiful speech. Look at the Rambam. Says, Haga, Al koponim lo ya'achar zman ha'tvila shebetzibur mispa'alin. So the Rama says, okay, at least make sure that you don't wake up late for davening. Right? You hear this distinction? Right? So the Mechaber says, you gotta be like a lion. You have to wake the dawn. Don't let the dawn wake you. So the Rama says, just try not to be late for davening. Right? Whatever minyan you're going to, just try not to. Which also is the incredible dialectic in Yiddishkeit. On one hand, what the Mechaber is telling us is like, The ideal is I awaken the dawn. The ideal is I'm the lion. The reality is sometimes let me just get out of bed, right? And again, sometimes I'm on the level like the Rambam says, just gotta get out of bed, and my goal is just don't be late to davening. But ultimately, I'm working towards awakening the dawn. Good. So the Rambam goes on. Haga, Shivisi Hashem Menegdi Samit, who klal godl batora malos atzadikim, asher hochim lifnei elokim. So the Rama now gives his own hashkafic introduction to Shulchan Aruch. And he quotes the pasuk, Shivisi Hashem Menegdi Samit, I have placed God before me at all times. He says, who klal godl batora. This is an important principle in the Torah. Wemalos atzadikim asher hochim lifnei Hashem, I have lifnei elokim. And ultimately, again, one of the most important stages in the development of the righteous who walk before God. Now, the truth is, the Bala Tanya spends a lot of time about this in the beginning of Tanya, about the concept of Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Somid, which in a phrase means God awareness. God awareness. You have to have God awareness in life to be successful. If you are constantly aware of the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam, then that dramatically alters the way I live. And the Rama says it. He says, Ki ein yeshivas ha'adam utnu osa va'asakav v'hu levado bevezo, because the actions of a person, the dealings of a person, when he is alone in his home, he says, Ki yeshivasa utnu osa va'asakav v'hu lifnei melech gadol. We'll say, what the Rama is saying is, on a very basic level, we behave differently when we are in front of people than when we are not in front of people. Just the way that it is. The way I talk, the way I conduct myself, right? The way I conduct it, right? Every parent has at some point in time that talk with their children. Don't behave like this in front of company, right? Don't behave like this when we're out in public. Okay, you know what? When you're home, you're going to have your meltdown, you have your meltdown. But when we're out in public, you know, you have to be... So the Rama says, it's just human nature. Human nature is that when we are being watched, we behave one way. And when we think we're alone with ourselves, we behave a different way. He says, V'lo diburo v'harchavas piv kirtzono v'um anshe besu krovav ki diburo b'moshav ha-melech. And the way that I speak and the mannerisms I use are different with family members than they are when I stand before the king. Kol shekein, kishiyasim ha'adam el libo, shehamelech ha'god la'kadosh baruch hu, asher lo kol ha'aretz kivodo, o meit alov, v'roiv b'ma'asov, kimo she'ne'emar, im yisaser ish b'misterim v'ani lo ha'enenu ma'ashem, miyad yagia elav ha'yira, v'hachno, b'pachad ha'shem yisbaruch hu boshtoim en atomid. So here again, it's actually interesting enough that I'm not quoting from the Morna Vukhin, it's quoting from the Rambam. Right? Ultimately, again, the idea being, you're always in the presence of God. This is one of these things that we all know intellectually, but it's sometimes hard to act on it and to actually implement it. If a person were to live life with Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, I place God before me at all times, which means I believe that I am constantly and consistently in the presence of God. I'm always in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I truly believed that, the way I spoke, the way I acted, the way I conducted myself would be as if I was always in the public eye. Because I am always in the public eye. You know what this is reminiscent of? Remember the Gemara that talks about when Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was on his deathbed, and his talmidim come in for a final bracha. See, remember again, he gives them a couple of brachas. One of the brachas he says to them is Shiehe mora 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 hamakom kimora basar v'dam. You should fear God as much as you fear people. And the talmidim were shocked. And they said, Rebbe, that's it. We should fear God more than we should fear people. So remember, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says Hulavai. Right? Halavai, you should fear God at least as much as I fear people. Because we all do this. There are things that we would never do in public, in front of others, but yet when we are alone with ourselves, or just with even with our family, we would do. The key to spiritual success in life is recognizing I'm never alone. And that's why, by the way, I will say we'll see that halacha actually governs every aspect of my existence. There is no part of my life that is devoid of halacha. Everything is raw. Why? Because I'm always living in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam. I'm always in God's presence. He goes on. V'lo yispayish mipnei b'nei adam. So that's number one. Number two is don't be embarrassed in front of people. Hamalgim alav ba'avodas Hashem yisparach. So point
number one that the Rambam makes is Shivisa Hashem Negdi Summit, God awareness.
Cultivate your God awareness, and when you have God awareness, it shapes the way you live. That's number one. Number two, do not be embarrassed about your Yiddishkeit. And even if you are derided, and even if you are made fun of, and even if people question your beliefs, be strong, stand strong, do not back down. And number three, when you get up in the morning, whether you are awakening the dawn or running out of the door because you're going to miss davening, right, go ahead, and whenever you get up, do it with zrizos, do it with alacrity, with zeal, with excitement, with a sense of haste. So in that respect, interestingly enough, the Mechaber and the Ramah both kind of end off with the same point. The Mechaber says, Shiyu ma'ora shachar, you should awaken the dawn, which is self-inspiration, zrizos, and the Ramah also ends off with zrizos as well. Beautiful. Sif base. Let's go back there. We're going to do an Amud tonight. Hamashkim lishani lifnei boro, yechavin lishol shemishtaros hamishmoros, shein bishlish halayla, ulusof shnei shlishi halayla, ulusof halayla. So we're not going to get too into this halacha over here, but this is really taken from Maseches Brachos, where the Gemara talks about the Mishmoros, right? It's actually the first parak in Brachos, right? Where the Gemara talks about, again, the different shifts, the different thirds of the night, the Ashmoros, and how different parts of the night lend themselves to greater levels of supplications. So therefore, again, the Shulchan Aruch says over here that if you're going to go ahead and supplicate in front of God or before God at night, a person should do so either, again, he says, Shem B'Shlish HaLayla, the first third of the night, the second third of the night, or at the end of the night, meaning at the shifts. Shat fila sheyispala ba'osan hashos ala churban va'al hagalos ritzuya. Because ultimately, again, the tefillah that we daven for the churban, for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, is more ritzuya, is more accepted. Now, what the Mechaber is also making veiled reference to over here is the concept of tikkun chatzos. Right, tikkun chatzos is a much more popular practice in Kabbalah, or in more esoteric Jewish practice, this idea of arising at midnight to recite supplicatory prayers for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So based on this halacha in Shulchan Aruch is saying over here that a person should always make sure to daven, right, to lament the destruction and to daven for the rebuilding. When do you do that? So the Mechaber posits you do this at one, the first, at the end of the first third, second third, or the last third of the night. Now, why Tikkun Chatzos has kind of fallen into, doesn't rank in the most popular practices Judaically. There's a lot of halachic literature about that, not for tonight, but what I will show you is something very interesting. Take a look at the Magen Avraham. So we'll say the Magen Avraham Sif Hey. The Magen Avraham is on the left-hand side. So you see, I think I underlined it there in the sheet. Right? Sif Hey. Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is amazing. Kasav Shla Shebechol Su'uda Yomer Al Naros Bovel U'bishabest Yomer Mizmor B'shuv Hashem HaShiv HaSion V'gomer V'achar Kavan HaSalev Hinen HaDvarim. So this is amazing. So the Magen Avraham says something amazing. What the Shulchan Aruch is telling us is what Rabbi Osari, that every single day I have an obligation to go ahead and remember the Churban. Every day I have an obligation to remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mechaber says, where do you do it? Where do you do it? Tikkun HaChatzos, right? So the Magen Avraham says, it doesn't have to be Tikkun HaChatzos, as long as you are building it into somewhere in your day. So he suggests, this gives rise to the practice, you'll see printed in the benchers. So we all say Shira Malos on Shabbos, but sometimes you don't realize that there is actually an introductory paragraph of Al Naharos Bavel. Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu Bizachrenu Es Sion. So the which again means, we sat on the rivers of Babylon, there we cried when we remembered the Beis HaMikdash. So the Magen Avraham says, okay, you're not going to say Tikkun HaChatzos? Okay. Where are you remembering the Churban? Now the truth is, we remember the Churban every day in Shmona Esrei, v'Yerushalayim Irecha Barachanim Tashuv, but in a more mournful way. Where do we remember it? So the Shlosh says, that's why a person should say, Al Naros Bavel, before they go ahead and bench. Using that introductory paragraph, ultimately allows me to remember the Churban. Good. Halacha Gimel. Two more short halachas, then we'll stop for tonight. Halacha Gimel. Ra'ui L'chol Yirei Shamayim, I'm sorry, actually, that Magen Avraham belongs to this sif, not to the previous one. Every person who fears heaven should feel the pain and concern over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So again, that's what the Magen Avraham says. How do we build in mourning and concern for the Beis HaMikdash every day into our contemporary practice? Again, by going in and saying, Al Naros Bavel. And last halacha we'll say for tonight, halacha Dalid, and this is an amazing halacha. Tov ma'at tachnunin bekavana, meharbos below kavana. I will say, now what's interesting about this is as follows. This, although at first glance, appears to be a halacha that is related to davening. The reason why the Mechaber is including it over here is because he just got finished saying that you're supposed to supplicate and you're supposed to daven for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Tikkun Chatzos, Al Naros Bavel. By the way, I didn't explain it explicitly, but Shira Malos, that we say even on Shabbos, is also the way we remember the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. We just don't do it in a mournful way, we do it in a positive way, right? Shira Malos B'Shuv Hashem Eshiva Sion, when God will return Sion. But obviously, if you're talking about God returning Sion, it means that what? Sion is in a current state of disrepair. So the last halacha Basa Shulchan Aruch says is, a little bit with kavana is better than a lot without kavana. A little bit with concentration and intent is much better than a lot without concentration and intent. Of course, I'll say, what's better than both of them is a lot with intent, right? Harbe bekavana is even better. But look at the Magen Avraham. Look at the Taz, excuse me, on the right-hand side. It's the underlying lines. This is actually an amazing piece. He says, Va'al pizeh, Om Rabbeinu, ki lefamim, hu ribui hatfilo siba l'shalo yucha l'chavim. So this is amazing. The Taz says, sometimes I just can't keep up with too much davening. Sometimes it was just human nature. Sometimes when I just see how much I have to daven, I know that I can't maintain and sustain kavana throughout that entire time. Ve'imkein, tov lekatzer. Therefore, says the Taz, it is better to go ahead and shorten things. Ulechavein al karachach, Amar echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit mitam shiye lo kavana va'al kinsim ubilvad perish shamiut shumemait hu l'siba shiyechavin libo ki tov yoser lemait bekavana mimi shemarbe belo kavana ve'zeh siba shememait shiyo kavana. So this is actually really amazing, and this is exceptionally validating, because sometimes we think that it must be a problem with our generation that I just can't do all of davening with kavana. It's very affirming to hear that apparently the Taz also dealt with this issue. It's a human issue. It's an issue of attention spans. It's also an issue of how much do I actually understand what it is that I'm saying. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch already says, the goal is kavana. The goal is connection. So if you can't do it all with kavana, you can't do it all with connection, better to have a little bit with kavana than a lot without kavana. We'll stop over here. Shkoyach.